Okay, today is April 22nd. We're talking about cybersecurity today because apparently there's been an operation by Anonymous to black out privately owned websites to protest CISPA, which is an act recently passed by the House of Representatives at a vote of 288 to 127, both Democrat and Republican votes, of course, which further goes to show you that neither Republicans nor Democrats give a damn about your rights or what we think are rights when the internet is really a corporate thing and always has been. But 288 to 127, and it has passed through House of Representatives. That being said, as I've said before, that gives the government absolute permission to work, that gives companies incentive to share all of your information with the federal government, to which the federal government can do as they wish with your information, target you, whatever, sell it out to foreign countries. They do a lot of that stuff, but man, it keeps coming back to me. I'm trying to bring it back. Yes, but since what we're going to ask ourselves here is, because this isn't just going to affect the United States, this is going to affect the entire world, and I gotta wonder, at what point does the United States government claim to have the power to make world policy on the internet? And perhaps they're using the fact that the internet is a worldwide thing to justify it. I don't know, but what I do know is that the internet, already owned by corporations, is now going to be controlled by the internet government. The government's controlled by the UN, so you do the math. We've got our Canadian correspondent, Barry Prince from the British Columbia. We've got Sherry, can't see her name because it's blocked out, from New York. We've got Wonder from Toronto. We've got a show going, and I'd like to talk about this because my Facebook, as of yesterday, as of 12 o'clock this morning, I decided to black it out. If y'all go on my Facebook right now, you'll find no picture, no header, because I fully support the movement against CISPA, which is the new form of a Patriot Act for the cyber universe. Any input, guys?
Well, Fox, this is one of the most important issues I think we're going to be looking at for a while, man. This is a Patriot Act of the internet. And if this goes through, I'll tell you, we're not going to be on the air anymore. And a lot of other sites are going to be shut down because it basically gives them an open book to do anything they want on the internet. And there'll be nothing we can do about it. So it's very, very important that we all rally right now, talk to your host, your representative, and get this stopped, man, because it hasn't gone through yet. It's passed, I believe, the first phase. But this is really going to take an effort to stop, and it's probably one of the most important things I think that we can do in a long, long time. That's my input.
We have to remember that the internet was originally intended for military purposes. And of course, once they realized the internet's applicability, its potential, they moved it to much bigger places. And unfortunately, the internet is being moved back to much smaller places. The use of the military and at the use of the federal government, because they're realizing, although it had great potential money-making wise, it also had great potential to destroy them. And now they're making a point to destroy that which they created, this free, open source of information that you can just click a button and have access to any form of information that you want, which also leads way to sources of information that may prove to be dissident or rebellious in the sense that would incite anarchy or anti-government mindset, which is why they must remove the internet, well, the free internet from people's hands, which it was never free, they just allowed it to be free. Now they're trying to make it a bit more restricted with CISPA.
Well, they're basically going to be able to do it. It's going to be basically a police-run, almost a Russian-style cover-up in the internet. Like whatever they want to take out, Fox, they're going to be able to take out, and that is just unheard of. I mean, our information now, everybody is on the internet. We're all searching for answers. We're all looking for information, and if all of a sudden they can shut all that down, what are they trying to achieve? It's just unbelievable, bud. And of course, they pulled Boston off last week as a distraction to this. And that's what I really feel, is this was just a distraction to get the American people's minds off what they're trying to do with the internet right now.
Can you actually imagine a world where the only things you're allowed to see, permitted by the U.S. government online, is CBS News, CNN, Fox News, all those corporate news propaganda networks, and a world without InfoWars, shithitsafanplan.com, or my site of Dark City, where you're only allowed to go online to buy things or look up videos of,
government
propaganda and media-inspired people who are famous not for doing anything worth being famous for, but for being famous in the first place. Famous for being famous. Justin Bieber, Rihanna. If you're the type in the AWOL Nation or Rage Against the Machine, you might find yourself being censored for this music is too rebellious.
You see it in the future after World War II, in places like Chile, where the media was used to dissuade the public into what they wanted, and that's what's going on. The public just listens to what the media says and doesn't care anything about, doesn't even think one iota about what it really is. They don't question it. And CISPA really is, I mean, who's to say that they're not already ramping through everybody's emails and going through all the Facebooks? We know they are. It's just a stupid excuse for them to be like, oh, we have a law now and we could do it legally.
Well, with Facebook, Facebook is not a social networking site. It was never intended to be a social networking site. It was an intelligence operation disguised as a social networking site. A lot of intelligence gathering divisions of the Pentagon have most certainly been shut down because they're efficiently getting our information from us willingly. It's like, you know, people are giving out their freaking coordinates on a daily basis.
Exactly.
Do you want to know my coordinates? My coordinates are 69, 69, 420. You know what I mean, brother? I don't give my coordinates.
You're in the National Forest in Maine. Let's just say that that's where you are.
That's right. I'm in a National Forest. I am the man behind the curtain. I am invisible and you cannot see me. I am everywhere and anywhere. Right now, according to the internet, I'm in Sweden. Pretty cool, right? Yeah.
Not a bad place.
Actually, I'm gonna have to turn on that program.
I got a couple relatives in the States, Fox, and one of them is down in California, Los Angeles, and I was talking to her today on the phone. And you know what? We talked for about a half an hour, and she says, "You know what, Barry?" She says, "I've never seen the American people so in such a state of chaos." Just the general consensus, the feeling amongst the population is one of chaos. She says, "I've never seen this before. I go to the coffee shop in the morning now, and all the talk is about what people are actually thinking now about what's going on behind the scenes in the government." And like she tells me, you know, a month ago, I never go to the coffee shop and hear this kind of talk. But all of a sudden, it is there. And she says, people are just feeling like they're demanding answers. They're at a point now where they're so mad, and this is coming from her, and she's in Los Angeles, and she talks to a lot of people down there, and I'm not there, so I can't, you know, verify what she's saying. But she tells me that they're going to demand answers because they're all going, "Hey, this is absolute BS, absolute BS." And she says that's a good thing because she's never seen that before, where people are actually getting mad, and she senses that. And that's I don't know if that's a good thing or not, but that's one of the comments I wanted to ask today. I had today because I was on the phone with her for a bit, and we talked about a few other things. But it was really interesting talking to her and getting her feelings on what the general population down there is feeling right now.
Well, people are getting mad right now because it's becoming very obvious. I foresee a future where they – see, I mean, I've always had this idea – that they're trying to weed out people like us who are getting really pissed off. They're going to put them on lists. They're going to orchestrate events like this just to see who will speak out. And the people who do, they're going to try to round them up and lock them down, man. I mean, not to try to sound too paranoid here, but I'm just saying people are getting pissed off. People are getting really pissed off. And like I said, now it's less than 30% of people in this country actually trust their government, which is why they're passing laws like CISPA. They've been wanting to do it for a long time, I'd say maybe 10 years now, but now they actually are acting on it because they feel as if they need to.
Yeah, well, you look at all the stuff they've done in the last 3-4 months, Fox, and they're just going full tilt boogie right now. Unbelievable, some of the stuff that's coming out of Washington, man.
The goal is to promote the idea that Republicans are for web freedom and Democrats are for non-web freedom. That way you have the left, who justifies their reasons, and the right that justifies their reasons, and they argue with each other. But the kicker is that according to the House of this article I'm reading here, votes on either ends are for the same thing, like I was saying. Republicans and Democrats are both voting on the same thing. It's up to people like Sean Hannity and Glenn Beck to put it out there like, you know, it's only one way or the other. And, oh yeah, Glenn Beck. Hey, did you guys hear about that?
Did you listen to him today?
Yeah, the only thing that he said today that really got, well, he said quite a few things that got my interest, but once again, he didn't really come out there too clear with what he was trying to get at, but maybe I have to listen to that again. But he made a reference to the Council on Foreign Relations, and I thought, wow. Hmm. Wow, isn't that something?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so big ups to the Council on Foreign Relations. This is some intel that's on the wire from a cop to an ex-girlfriend, a state trooper in Boston, who's undercover in the governor's task force unit. And he said the bottom line is, don't believe anything the media is saying. That's all I can say. It's fucked up beyond comprehension. And I told him I comprehend more than he'll ever know. And they're all sucked into this. And just like all those departments were in the Chris Dorner effect, the Chris Dorner event. And if they would have just listened to us for a few minutes before all this happened, they could have seen it coming. So all of you other law enforcement agencies, learn something and pay attention. But the problem, and that's the end of the intel. And that's coming from, you know, pretty high up. You know, state troopers are pretty high up, and I guess he's in the know. But the problem is that most of these law enforcement guys are just going along with it as it is. I was in the courthouse in White Plains today fixing up some of my speeding tickets from like 20 years ago, and
they got you for speeding tickets 20 years ago. Wow.
Shouldn't this be expunged? What if I wait a year? Do I still have to pay the fine? And they looked at me and they're like, no. I'm like, all right, just give it to me. What do I owe you? But the thing is that these stupid security guards in the courthouse, and so they were yelling, they started screaming at a woman. They almost drew their guns because she almost walked through the this ticket line. And I was like, whoa, guys, chill out. What's your deal? Settle down. Don't freak everybody out here. I mean, they're on high alert too.
It's how they make an example. It's like when you're at an airport, you'll be going through TSA screening, the security checkpoint, and for no particular reason, they'll pick out random people for the line and tear them apart in front of everybody and put them through these vacuum tubes, check them for bombs and shit. You know, just to make an example, like, this is going to be you if you fall out of line in this airport, which is why I ride Greyhound.
Yeah, I know. I'm going to start riding Greyhound, too. Just big up.
Oh, dude, you can smuggle any... Dude, I'm talking 12-inch Bowie knives, bags of weed, pills, anything. They don't search you.
It's all about what we were talking about, Barry, about the chaos factor, about how there's big upheaval of chaotic feeling in this country, that everyone's on high alert. You know, we're all on high alert. I'm not on high alert. I'm on high alert with the government. That's where we're on high alert from.
You know what? I'm on high alert, too. I look up at the skies and I'm like, there's a drone. We're at the government threatening me level orange. Government threatening me level orange. Better put on a hard hat.
It's becoming criminal that the government is really showing their true colors of what they've been trying to, you know, psychologically prepare everybody for. But it's becoming so obvious to most of us. It's just that all the rest of everybody just doesn't get it. You know, it's sad. Sad. Yeah.
Well, they sure accomplished what they set out to do last week, and that's instill fear in the American people. Mm-hmm. It's called the fear factor. You know, I mean, people are terrified. And it sure makes people susceptible to a lot of ideas when they're scared to death.
Oh, yeah. And then, before I went to the courthouse for that freak-out session, I was at the DMV waiting for 7 hours with everybody. And they had their letter system. They had, like, GH, and they dropped in an M. And I'm like, whoa, where'd this M come from? Do you even have a system here? But on the television screens, they had a new website called security.state.newyork.com or something. And it was like, it was from the Department of Homeland Security, almost like, if you see something, say something. If I saw something, I certainly would say something to the DHS, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah, they want you to call DHS every time you see a drug deal going down. It's like, if you see anything, call Big Brother and he will protect you. It's like, dude, if I see a drug deal go down, I'm going to pay real close attention because that might...
Oop.
Never mind. The point is, if I see a drug deal go down, I ain't calling the cops. I'm letting it go down because that's how people make money, unfortunately. Not like we're talking about drug deals, but I'm just giving you an example of a certain situation that might unfold.
Listen, if the government can raid Afghanistan for their opium, I think the guys can sell crack on the corner. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, definitely. It's like, it's so backwards. It's like, you know, the government can deal drugs, but you can't. We can kill people, but we have to take your guns away when you do. It's like, we're okay. We are okay. In fact, we fully support, well, according to CNN, we fully support gun confiscation. And people go crazy whenever one person goes into a theater and starts shooting people. But when they go over and kill about 100 million Iraqis in the Shock and Awe campaign, nobody says anything because it's American to kill them brown people. Aw.
As long as it's sanctioned by the Council on Foreign Relations, it's cool. Legal.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Even though the Council on Foreign Relations and all their papers have a disclaimer underneath that says we do not support nor condone nor these suggestions are not really relevant. We're just putting our two cents in. Bullshit. They're just bullshit, those guys. Brzezinski and Socroft and Kissinger. Shouldn't Kissinger be dead already? Didn't he have a heart attack? Wasn't he in the hospital? Why is he still alive?
Henry Kissinger was the man, I think, that said, should not let a great disaster go to waste, as mm-hmm. if it was a product, as if it were something that he could use. It's like...
Right, just like what they used in 9/11. Same.
Yeah, it's like these disasters are excuses for them to gain more control over the people because they're in a state of fear, but... This is bullshit. It's complete bullshit.
It is. It's bullshit.
Right. I know, guys, I sound a bit uncoordinated, unprepared, zero informative material whatsoever. However, I was not fully prepared and completely distracted before the show went down, so I'm just really trying to run with it here.
Bear down.
But you, Barry, Have you?
I was doing a lot of looking on Boston today, and I did listen to Glenn Beck and a lot of things he had to say. And you know what? I have been listening to that guy over the years. I've never taken, I take maybe 50% of his information and roll it around in your brain. But I was listening today, and some of the things he said, man, were very, very encouraging.
It's just like it doesn't seem there's any new information coming out. It seems a bit like what I was saying with Occam's Razor, the unnecessary multiplication of factors, and they're just adding on more paranoia, and they're not really giving up much information.
I don't know where they're going to go with that one. You know, he's saying some pretty strong things. So I'm sitting back and watching that one. I'm gonna have a listen to him a little later today again and see what he's doing. But he's saying some pretty strong things. That's all I can say. So
who's saying strong things?
Glenn Beck.
These guys go to school. They go to school to learn how to confuse people. It's like Alan Greenspan, you know, the Federal Reserve. He talks in jargon, in rhythm and rhymes that nobody understands. Like, he'll answer a question with a question and make you think, like, what the hell did he just say?
Hey, did you guys hear about what happened in Boston? A small Boston neighborhood apparently had a bunch of troops marching and kicking in people's doors and bringing people out by gunpoint and sort of like martial law. But, sort of like martial law, but, you know, there's a clear video of it on InfoWars right now. The
God, you love InfoWars, folks.
Yeah, well, there's a clear video of it, and I'm thinking, wow, I mean, there's just one suspect out there. One suspect on the run, maybe two, who blew up a bomb. You've got neighborhoods being locked down. You've got tri-state, five-state area being locked down. And people are hiding in their basements.
Yeah, we won't talk about Obama's meeting with the high-ranking Saudi official the day of the blast, and we won't talk about the other Saudi they got in captivity right now that they say they're going to deport them. Now they say they're not going to deport them. There's so much. What they're doing is just creating a mass of confusion. So
yeah, it's like we hired the Saudi national to come over here and blow shit up. He done his job. Now we're going to send him back home.
Yeah, and they're going to deport him. Yet he was apparently right there when the bomb went off, man. Like, what the hell is going on?
Yeah, Glenn Beck is actually saying some really interesting stuff.
He is.
I was thinking he was going to wake up with a mysterious heart attack this morning, but he's all right.
You know what? I'm seeing Fox. Like, I mean, some of the stuff he's saying is absolutely damning. So if he's just doing this to raise shit, well, he's doing a pretty good job, man, because some of the things he said today were pretty powerful statements. And I don't know where the guy's going with this. I really don't, because I've watched him before. And like I said, I've always seen him being as kind of like a fence sitter. Like, he's kind of like, okay, I listen to the conspiracy theorists, but I really don't do too much about it. But it seems to me that, you know, this time I'm listening to him and I'm getting a different feeling of what he's saying. I don't know. Maybe I'm off the wall, but
Glenn Beck has always been a mock conspiracy theorist. He's always been one of those guys who made guys like us look like idiots because of the things that he says. And with what I've seen him say, and I've listened to Glenn Beck since he was on the Fox News Network on TV, and he had that big chalkboard, you know, drawing diagrams. And I remember this, I actually used to really dig Glenn Beck until I saw him that one day say that on Friday he was going to disclose it, no, Saturday or something, he was going to disclose information about a FEMA camp, and he's going to talk about it in full because he's been getting information from people like us, from people like Alex Jones, from InfoWars. And so he went on, I waited, and Saturday came around, and Friday came around, and his show came on, and he showed a picture of some watchtower in North Korea, said that that was the FEMA camp that everybody's going nuts about, and said it was a load of crap, and then that was it. And I was like, there weren't enough uhs to put in a paragraph that I was willing to, you know, there weren't enough uhs to go around, dude, like, it was unbelievable, dude.
I missed that.
But anyways, look it up, dude. Glenn Beck discloses, declassifies, whatever, FEMA camps. Really awful information.
The funniest thing, I think, who is the Trent Gowdy? Somebody in the Senate was, when they're questioning Napolitano, and they asked, why did the Saudi national get deported? And what, when you had him in custody, like, without Ron, why did you not question him? Why is he just being let go? And Janet Napolitano said those facts were poppycock, and you don't know what you're talking about.
She wouldn't even answer the question.
She wouldn't. But we'll give you all the information when we know, when it's available. Oh, Janet, can you just suck it? I mean, seriously.
One of the statements that Beck made today is that he's got undeniable statements from six congressmen verifying exactly that situation, that they do have this person in custody and they were going to deport him on Tuesday. And this is backed up by six congressmen. Now, I don't think he'd make a statement like that because he's liable to suit if he did and it's not true. So if you get that from six congressmen, there is a little bit of merit to it.
Okay, but back to the original point at which the show entered into from the very beginning.
We get sidetracked,
CISPA.
Don't we?
It's all good, but CISPA. All of this information would not have been retrieved had it not been for our internet capabilities. InfoWars, Prison Planet, SHTF Plan. All of this is sort of what I'm getting. Is sort of the problem here. We won't. Once the internet gets shut down and once we're censored, everything we're talking about right now, we're just going to have to make it up as we go because we will have no sources of information. The only sources of information we will have is what we already know about how capable the government is of orchestrating and doing what it is that they do every year, creating these orchestrated events, 9/11, 7/7. Well, we'll have to take that information and kind of, I don't know, write letters to each other. The Postal Service, you know? They will, then they'll start censoring letters at the Postal Service. We're going to be in a lot of trouble if this internet thing goes through, guys, because doing what we're doing right now, it won't happen. The phones will be... It won't happen. So
they want to shut down the worldwide flow of information, Fox. That's what they want to do. So
also on the DMV, I saw that the city of Boston, or maybe the feds, have spent $1 billion already searching for the suspects. Now it's $333 million to get the Boston bomber guy. I don't know if these facts are accurate, but it's either $1 billion or $33 million. But you know what's it to them? It doesn't really matter. It's just our money that's being wasted on nothing.
Well, the thing is, money doesn't really matter to them because they print it and it has no value, and so it doesn't affect them because they have all that they want. Us, on the other hand, it affects us because we actually require money in order to exist. But for them, they print money so that they can exist. They print money and they control the money. If you've got power over the dollar, it ain't no big thing. But if you rely on it, then it is.
Yeah.
Is Wonder in here? Yeah, is Wonder in here right now? There he is.
He's there.
He's a very quiet individual.
He's shy.
Very, very quiet. Toronto, speak up. Eh? I guess we ain't got him up in there in Canada, eh? Forget it. Anyway, so about this internet sensory.
They're already censoring people, guys.
They have been setting this up for years. Look, just recently, Microsoft bought out Skype. Now, Microsoft is a corporate provides corporate gaming systems like Xbox 720, Xbox 360, and the original Xbox. They provide corporate operating systems like Windows. And I say corporate because now with the new Windows 8, you can't actually use that operating system unless you give them every bit of their information. You can buy the computer, but you can't use it unless you tell them exactly who you are. Give them your email and everything. So Microsoft is clearly a surveillance state, corporate entity, selling off. And so they've got Skype under control. Facebook has been getting bigger and bigger. Now I'm seeing, within the past week, actually, if you log on to Google right now, you'll find that Google will ask you to sign in with Facebook to see what your friends are talking about on this, whatever it is you're searching for. No matter what it is you're searching for, I'm like, what are the chances that my friends are talking about this right now? Come on. But they want you to sign in, so Facebook is a monopoly. Google is an intelligence-funded monopoly. Facebook is I'd say Facebook is sort of the same thing. It's just a different way they're using it right now to suppress And with Facebook, ever since what happened in Egypt, Facebook has made it very difficult for you to acquire friends and spread information. I always knew back, like when I started this whole thing, when I started searching for answers to what's really going on, you know, when I took the red pill, I got online and I started spreading all this information like wildfire, and I'd notice that YouTube would be asking me for like, punch in a bunch of random ass letters and numbers that I can barely read every two comments that I make, and I'm like, that's just incentive not to post. And with Facebook, now you friend somebody, friend somebody, and they ask you, do you know this person? And you have to say yes, or else that person will be affected for even friending you in the first place. And if you post more than three things pertaining to the same subject on a wall, you might as well have never even had an account.
Yep.
They will boot you, and they're very elaborate at the way they're booting you, asking you to verify your identity by means impossible. And you might as well have just been permanently kicked for socializing. Social network my ass. It has nothing to do with that. And so in the end, they've been working up to this for a very long time, and now they're getting there. They're getting there, like, right now.
Yeah, you're right.
Well, they definitely want to put it. I definitely want to put a quash to it, Fox, because it's a real threat to them. And I can't see any reason why the internet is such a threat to them. It's because of the passing of information, and they're making up excuses to shut it down.
Well, I'll tell you why the internet is a threat to them, because not only are a lot of their files tied to it, their information that they have, like, on a private level, because every single computer in the entire world is linked together by the internet. And if I knew how right now, I could access any computer in the world that I wanted, whether it be government or personal or business. That's not only why it's a threat to them because of these hackers. It's a threat to them because right now I can type in any tag, any word, any search result, any form of information or picture, audio or video I feel like watching, and it will show up on the internet, no matter how anti-government, no matter how Republican, Libertarian, Green Party, or if I want to look at pictures of any city in America, I can see it. This is a very advanced form of communication of the 21st century, and they realize what it's capable of doing to them, so they have to shut it down.
Hmm. Of course, it's their own little Frankenstein monster that they made themselves, and now it's coming to attack them.
Hey, back in the 1960s, like I was saying before, the internet was originally intended for government use, military applications. I'm not sure to what application it would be used for, but I know for a fact that it was originally invented for the military. Like I said, it had greater potential. Not really sure where that's going, but the point is, that's...
I agree with you, Fox, because the Air Force bought up the last remaining 20,000 iPad 2s about a year and a half ago. Because the iPad 2 has the capability of doing remote control access of, flying their unmanned drones. So you could be anywhere. You could be in your bathroom, hanging out in your office, and you could be and controlling a drone. I mean, that's one of the
things. The iPad is just another Windows application. Steve Jobs started this. Bill Gates stole everything that Steve Jobs did and found a way to make it into a money-making machine, which he was quite successful in doing so. But Steve Jobs and Bill Gates have the same thing in mind. And like with the iPhone, have you ever heard of a term called planned obsolescence?
No.
Planned obsolescence is in industry, it is, when it comes to technology, it is the programming or the building of a machine that is not only meant to last, but only meant to last a certain period of time. And then it is guaranteed to severely malfunction or deteriorate, that way ensuring that the customer will come back to you and buy an upgrade, updated, or newer version of that product to ensure the continuity of, income. I'm going to sell a piece of shit that's going to break, but you're not going to know I'm the reason why it broke. So you're going to come back to me and buy it again and again. It's ensuring customer profits. Okay, that's the word I'm looking for. It's ensuring profits. And so with Mac and Windows, you'll notice there's a lot of the same issues with their software and technology. But originally, what I was getting at here is it's all of those programs are corporate-based.
Corporate-based,
yeah. Linux, honestly.
Limited time only, basically.
I don't have the money myself to keep paying for new stuff. This computer I got here is, of course, a Windows operating system, and it is quickly deteriorating, which is why I've got this new computer sitting next to me. Bada boom, bada bang. Gonna run Linux, and for all you listening out there, and I would advise you to do the same thing.
You had to mention Steve Jobs again, didn't you? As like smash my new iPhone on the ground. Even Steve Jobs was such a genius. Don't you think he should have invented an iPhone that has shatterproof glass? I mean, what happened?
Oh, it's kind of like with the CD. The CD. Have you ever heard of UMD discs, Universal Media Discs for the PlayStation Portable? Okay, no. What they have is they have a case for the CD that goes, the CD comes in a case. Each disc will come in a case that you can stick into the player and read it off of the CD inside of the case. And I thought, wow, shouldn't all CDs be like this? But no, it's so that they will break or scratch up, so you're more likely to buy a new one. It's all kind of like that.
Wow, that's interesting.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. But,
Every day they come up with something new, man.
Wanker. Oh, yeah, man. But,
Makes you wonder what they got that we don't know about.
Honestly, I think this whole cybersecurity CISPA shenanigans is just a repeat of like a deja vu of what was happening during Occupy Wall Street when they were threatening to shut it down then. You know, because if they did shut it down then, I mean, it would have been mass chaos and anarchy because everybody relies on the internet because some people just don't have any lives. They have to be on Facebook all day to prove
I know people kind of like this.
Right? So maybe it's just part of this whole, you know, chaos theory of, oh, well, maybe we will and maybe we won't, but you're just going to have to wait and see. Maybe. Just a guess. Because if they did that, then, you know, the game is off. I think that there would just be total chaos. If there's not chaos now, there will be. You know, there will be burning in the streets. There will be, you know, it would pass the 11th hour.
They said something interesting to me. They said that there is no way, the government does not have the technological capability to just shut down the internet. And I'm telling you right now that is not true. There is such a thing as the internet kill switch. And if they wanted to, they could shut the internet down just like that. Imagine tuning into Dark City Radio right now. And all of a sudden your screen goes black and you have a failure to communicate in your network or your ISP and you can't get any information anymore. That's an internet kill switch. And it can happen on a very massive scale. I mean, we picture the internet. The internet is sort of an abstract concept, isn't it? At least for most people. We think of the internet as something that is just airwaves, data floating around, and our computers are able to pick up on that data, receive it, translate it, process it, and put it on your monitor. But I think, with that concept in mind, it would be hard to imagine them shutting it down. But I know there is an internet kill switch, and I'm sure there is a core. What?
Do they have a kill switch for Dick Cheney?
Hopefully.
Oh, I hope so.
Dick Cheney tried to pull off a kill switch for George Bush, but unfortunately he missed and shot him in the leg.
Yeah. Two for him and Rumsfeld, just two, you know, two birds with one stone. That'd be cool. From our mouth to God's
ear. Incite violence here. We are, after all, operating on a...
Wishful thinking. I'm not inciting violence. Forget it. It was my inner monologue.
I'm not saying that if the Microsoft Corporation were in fact listening to us right now, they might try to turn our words around on us like the media does on everybody who speaks out. No? I'm getting a bit of feedback from your end. You might want to turn your speakers down. How about now? Oh, we're good. I can still hear it. Damn it. Okay. I just don't know.
Imagine the chaos people would feel, Fox, if the internet went down for a couple days in a row and nobody could get on there, and people that have been sitting on the fence for the last couple of years and hearing about this stuff coming down would all be getting, all of a sudden be saying to themselves, hey, you know, maybe it's a little bit too late. Just the fact that the internet would go down for a couple of days would cause mass chaos amongst the people. A feeling
of totally different. A lot of internet data, a lot of online businesses rely on the internet in order to make money. And so, there's a lot of economic, there's a lot of our economy, at least in the States, invested in the internet. So, much like if the electricity were to go out in our country, if all power were to shut down, if the internet were to shut down, there would, too, be panic.
There would.
But I'm not so sure that they're going to shut down the internet. I don't think they're going to shut down the internet. They might, should there be in a state of martial law, like Jericho. You ever seen Jericho? You know, nuclear bombs, someplace in Kansas. Good, you know, Snow Patrol music in the beginning. Anyone?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Okay, well, in that same scenario. Yeah, same scenario. They shut down the internet. I remember a scene where this kid is typing in an IP address, trying to get into the website that way. But, it's the same scenario. But I don't think they're going to shut down the internet because that would draw too much attention to what they're doing. They're trying to do everything that they can to get to enslave humanity, yes. But they need to do it in such a way that we do not know it is happening. Just like, I hate to quote David Icke, but that's kind of the truth. That they people will enslave themselves. And that is...
We're doing it little by little.
Right, like we could get people... Exactly. We can't just turn people into this place into Nazi Germany. We have to make people believe they're free all the time. Could you imagine a society where we really are living in Nazi Germany under a dictatorship, but yet somehow, just somehow, people still think they're free? And I guess in a way that's kind of what's happening. It's a really big country, so a lot of us are kind of separated from this, so a lot of people still don't really get it. But for those of us who are living in the city, I guess it would be a little bit more easier to get, but I don't know, man. I don't know. It's all getting pretty complicated right now. Just
they're sure putting a lot of things down the American people's throats in a very, very short period of time, Fox. And I believe it's designed to create chaos inside people's brains because you go from one issue to another. I mean, you got Sandy Hook. Now we got a bombing. Now we got this. Everybody in the States is talking about the bombing. Now we're talking about Sista. It's just like one thing after another. And what they're doing is just creating an environment of mass confusion where people are going, they're just walking around in circles. And that's what my aunt was, you know, I'm telling you, that's the feeling she told me today, that they're confused. Like, people are just really confused and they're mad. So that's a combination of the two, man. It's like they're speeding up this agenda.
I would like to go out right now and take a survey. Do you trust your government? And because they say CNN would like you to believe that all Americans are with the plan, but unfortunately the only Americans that are with the agenda are the people who tune in to CNN. And most people like us don't even watch CNN for entertainment value, which is really all that it is. Speaking of entertainment value, that is also my policy. Everything on TV, whether it be news or not, is strictly entertainment. But anyway, people like us don't watch that. So the people who are going with it are the people who tune in. But really, if you were to go out and take a survey right now, guaranteed, about 20% would tell you that they still vote.
Yeah.
The people who are deciding the elections, if you actually look at how many people in our country vote right now, it's actually pretty slim. In fact, the only reason why elections take place is because a very few number of people vote. Like, say if there were 1,000 people in this country, 1,000 people alone who vote, those would be the 1,000 people who decide who the next president of the United States will be. Unless every single person in the country stops voting, there will always be an election.
Well, yeah. It makes you wonder what's coming next.
Let's take a collective sigh.
Yeah.
It's just all coming together today. My brain is going like, 10 miles an hour. I'm a bit sidetracked today. I didn't really have much time to prepare because I was distracted by shiny things, as usual.
None of us are pros, Fox. I mean, none of us profess to be professional, and none of us get to spend as much time as we want looking at this stuff. But we're all just interested in talking a little bit, and I figure that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
We're all seeing it. But, you know, like, I mean, there's lots of guys out there that spend lots and lots of hours every day looking at this, and, you know, we don't have the time to do that. But the information I'm looking at right now, Bud, is all pointing towards a very, very bad time coming up here in the near future.
You know what? The other day it got really real. I was sitting down, and I don't know what came over me. But I sat down, I looked at this stuff, and I know I'm seeing it through a screen, but I looked at it and I thought, wow, this is real. This isn't it just is. Something I'm reading about. This is really happening. And it's happening quick. And it's not something I can make up. Because once you move past the skepticism and the bullshit of the left-right paradigm, and you really take what you're reading, not as fact, but you know that it is real, that this is really happening, that we're not just a bunch of conspiracy theorists. Once you get past all that, you really start to see things from a different viewpoint. And I'm starting to see, wow. Dude, wow, this is all really happening.
It's all part of a plan, buddy. It's all little pieces falling together to make the big plan work. And it's an acceleration. Like, I've sat back here in the last 4 months and being on the outside looking in at America, I see all these things happening, like Sandy Hook and the theaters. It's just a continual buildup on playing on people's fear. And yes, that psychologically, it's a psychological
battle. Sandy Hook was orchestrated. Now, we have two theories on this.
Yeah, I'm just giving you mine.
Two theories. News media says it was Adam Lanza. Okay, let's go with that. Adam Lanza died before the shooting actually took place, according to the Social Security Administration. But okay, let's just say he didn't die. Let's say he did do it. Let's say that, you know, nobody's ever heard of him in Newtown. You know, the teachers who were in that event, were in the Boston event. Let's just went according to plan. Let's say Adam Lanza came back from the grave and did shoot up a bunch of his classmates. Well, that being said, how does gun legislation have anything to do with preventing an incident that took place because a kid stole his gun, mother's gun?
It doesn't.
But from our point of view, we all know it was staged. There is something, I can't remember what it's called, some sort of an actor. You can hire these people online to...
Crisis actors.
Yes, crisis actors.
I mean, if you just watch the one guy, what's his name? I can't remember his name, walks out and he's laughing and smiling and you watch
him. Oh, yeah. And then he starts breathing and trying to get the character. I saw that and I was like, oh, no.
Yeah, that's bullshit.
If my daughter had just gotten shot to death, there would be a smile on my face, probably until the day I die. This guy, this happened a week later, and he's on like, hold on, guys, hold on. Okay. I am the father of a child. Like, dude, give me a break. You're caught. You're busted. Game over.
I mean, Jesus. The president is standing there with the children a couple weeks later.
You know what, dude? I'm going to tell you right now. I think that incident, I think that particular news clip was set up that way, but not on purpose. I think somebody in the media was like, I know what you guys are doing. How about I just play a few seconds earlier just to show your true face?
Yeah,
at least if
idea,
I don't get
man.
My message out there, at least people will, at least people like us will know. I think we've got some friends in the media. I just don't think we know of them because they don't want to lose their very well-paying jobs.
Well, I've never seen a guy change his demeanor like that in my life. If I'd lost my kids, man, I've been devastated walking out.
And
the door.
Hey, did you see that clip where his daughter actually came out? You know, the dead girl. Did you see that clip?
Yeah, what, unbelievable. They're trying to, I mean, everything about Sandy Hook is a farce. Everything I've looked at, there's just 1,000 questions and no answers. It's like anything the government has their hands in, there's 1,000 questions and no answers.
I myself have thought about going down to Sandy Hook and just interviewing people, but of course, here I am. But Newtown, my bad.
Newtown.
But for everybody listening right now, who's actually interested in this, I would actually advise y'all to go and find people from Newtown on Facebook and interview them. Tell and say, listen, you know, I want to know what your take is on this Adam Lanza cat. But yeah, it was, they've been doing this for too long. Like, Aurora, Colorado, blah, you know, it's just the same shit. And you know why? You know why? I'll tell you in the end why they're trying to shut down the internet. It is because that we know all of this.
Because they got sloppy.
Yeah.
They just, you know, they're like, oh, let's just go for it. I'm like, oops, well, oh, God, somebody caught on. Oh, crap. What do we do now? Yeah.
Well, if you knew there was a civil war coming, which the government does, you'd do an NOLA attack on their guns, which the government's doing.
Right.
All the pieces are falling into place, man.
Their hollow bullets and their FEMA camps and their 500,000 underwater coffins and their underwater body bags and all the other crap that they've got.
Wonder's trying to speak. I think Wonder's been trying to speak for a long time now, actually. Wonder, what's up? Wonder.
Playing with you.
I haven't been looking at my screen. I've been a bit distracted. We've got 5 minutes, Wonder. I know you want to say something, so what's up, man?
You guys are doing great. You passed the parts I wanted to discuss, and I forgot them now.
Well,
but you guys sound amazing.
The show has been a bit disorganized. I've been really distracted. I'm not sure how, but I know I have. Next week, I can tell we're drawing blanks here, folks. So next week, I'm going to try to get on a completely different topic. I was trying to get more into the metaphysical this week, but unfortunately, you know, the occult, the stuff that Alex Jones and friends like to leave out, but unfortunately, Boston went up in flames, and I wasn't really able to talk much about it, but next week I'm going to be digging more into that facet of our reality at this point in time. Spooky. Do I sound what? What's up, Cher?
Well, just spooky. We're talking about metaphysical, you know, narcissism, all that stuff. And
yeah, I've been trying to get into that for a while with you guys out there, but
let's get in on it.
Yeah, unfortunately, I mean, you see, Alex Jones hints at it quite a bit. He talks about a Bohemian Grove and Satanism and stuff like that, but because he doesn't know much about it and because he's from a strictly Christian background, he doesn't really take much time to divulge into the nature of the occult. I, on the other hand, do, and I know quite a bit about it. Aleister Crowley, Madame Blavatsky, old mysticism and sacred knowledge, as they call it, sacred geometry.
Hey, that's my thing, man.
What?
That's my thing. It's one of my
I'm glad it is, man, and I will bring you in. I'll bring you in next Monday. I'll bring you in not next Monday. I'll bring you in next week for a show, and we'll talk about that.
Definitely. Sounds good. Yeah.
And I'll be the voice on the other side.
Ooh.
Ooh. Oh. Well, you need a voice on the other side, right? So I'll be the bad guy on the other side doing the questioning.
That's a good idea.
Well, of course you do. Anyway, guys, it's been interesting.
The reason why I want to get into the occult here, folks, is because I've said it over and over again. These people possess knowledge of the foundational principle of the foundation of our universe, the foundation of consciousness. They possess knowledge that gives them power, ultimate power. Power to be God. Now, this kind of knowledge, it's extremely controversial to say it. In the occult, there are two ways you can go down. There's unification with God, and there is becoming God. And both are very real things and very real possibilities. And you can, in a sense, become God if you possess such knowledge. And that is what they are trying to do, or at least that is what they are in pursuit of. So that being said, if you could use this knowledge against them and stop whatever it is they're doing, because it doesn't matter how many guns we have, how many missiles we have, these people have knowledge, man, and that is the ultimate power. They can, with all of our guns and our insight into the info war, all of what we know is only a very small fraction of the very big picture. We see the face. Now we need to see the background. Now we need to see the stars and everything behind it. You know, we've got to see the big picture, because guaranteed, whatever guns we get, they get 10 times more. That's not the problem.
I agree.
Knowing is half the battle, right?
Exactly.
Something like that.
Or, yeah, the phrase is something along the lines. We'll figure it out.
Indeed, love is the ultimate power. My robotic hippie friend. Love is the ultimate power. And that is the nature of the battle. Good versus evil, biblical context. It is, like I said, the unity with or the becoming of, good versus evil, yin and yang, right and wrong, duality, beyond duality, all these concepts that people, even David Icke, who pretends to be a New Age type, but really is just... Really is just throwing the New Age movement off track and putting us in a state of fear all the time, every time we tune into a stage. Nobody really wants to talk about these metaphysical concepts. Now I think next week we will have some time to talk about them. So we've got about a minute here. I'm going to close up. Does anybody have anything they want to say? Wonder, Barry, Sherry, Robo?
No, it's been an interesting talk, folks, and... thanks for having me on again.
All right, guys. All right. Yeah. I'm sorry this is a bit unscripted. I don't know where my head has been today, but I'm sure it hasn't been in the right place. Either way, we're done.